KXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report.
What's up, Dan?
Not much. Dana, how's it going?
Oh, Dana. I always call you Dana.
Got an A at the end.
Angel Birch greets one of her regulars. It's a warm, sunny day outside, but it's cool inside her dispensary at Central Square Mall in Grand Rapids. Birch and her son Hunter opened Lunatics Genetics at the end of November. They continue to struggle through all the regulatory hurdles of Minnesota's cannabis rollout. Despite everything, Birch sounded optimistic as she described the business. But she was still irritated when she heard the city of Grand Rapids will be opening its own dispensary.
At first I was like, you know, can you guys really come in any closer, like going right across the street from us?
Grand Rapids has been considering a municipal dispensary for over a year, but now it's becoming a reality. The city is hiring a dispensary manager. It's bought a lot and signed an agreement with an architect to design and build the store. The goal is to open by July 2027.
Is that ambitious, or is that, do you think that'll happen?
Not for me.
Tom Pagel is the Grand Rapids City Administrator.
A lot of things have to line up to be open July 1st of 27. Mm-hmm. Now, we are on schedule.
Pagel has put a lot of thought into the municipal dispensary. The city of Anoka opened one in February, the first and only city to do so. Pagel has been down to visit twice. Grand Rapids is working with the same consultant and architect that Anoka did. Pagel demonstrated the extensive modeling and projections that have already been developed. He says they've stayed very conservative in their estimates, though he notes Anoka was too, and it has blown the projections out of the water so far. After an initial ramp-up period, Grand Rapids stands to make about $500,000 a year, with 1,800 customers a month and each customer spending about $100 a month. But even making a slight tweak, each customer spending $20 more a month.
Holy s***.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if we went back and said, not only do they spend more, but let's say we have 2,000 adults. Almost a million.
That's why Pagel and the city are so interested in a muni. The city would be free to use that money for whatever the council wanted. It would help prevent future tax levy increases and comes as the city is in the middle of a stretch of hard budget years.
And it helps us get to things that we just can't afford. And maybe it's helping supplement the library. Maybe it's, you know, TBD, to be determined. What's nice is 100% of the profits stay in the community.
So right now this is employee parking for Park State Bank's north location, but you can already see the lines where the city's been out estimating where the building will go in this grassy patch here, right off the highway. Another reason the dispensary is appealing to Pagel is Grand Rapids is in a cannabis desert. 11 other cities have applied for municipal licenses, but they're all in the southern third of the state. And the city has an inherent advantage over private businesses because it won't pay income taxes.
We don't want to fail at this business, but we just feel like because we're a government entity, we're well positioned to be successful.
Besides Lunatics Genetics, the next nearest dispensaries are in Castlake, Walker, and Aiken. Birch says they have people coming from all around. Customers are driving from the Twin Cities for their cannabis clones, or plants. After her initial irritation, Birch realized that Lunatics and the municipal dispensary won't be competitors.
Anybody can actually walk in here, and we can tell you everything about our strains because we make it.
As far as how the municipal dispensary will be safe and accountable, the city points to the same extensive regulations that have slowed the growth of Minnesota's cannabis industry. But Pagel says the most critical piece to opening by next summer will be approval from the State Office of Cannabis Management. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at kaxe.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.